The reshuffle forced July 20 protests against the worsening economic situation and the daily shortage of fuel and foreign exchange, despite official annual growth figures of 7% or more. Among the changes is the removal of former finance minister Kenny Gandodo, a grandnephew of the late dictator Kamuzu Banda and the champion of the zero-deficit budget. The French press agency says he wanted to use local resources to replace aid money lost when several donor nations cut their financial support over concerns about poor governance. Noel Mbowela is the political science lecturer at Nzuzu University in the northern city of Nzuzu.
You would still ask some questions to say certain ministries are not all that competent to deliver in as far as their education and work experience is concerned. For instance, Honorable Ken Ripenga is now heading the Minister of Finance. In that case, one wonders, well, Ken Ripenga, who is by training the linguist, would be doing in finance. But I think the Minister of Finance is more challenging. It requires someone who has got that knowledge and competence in economics.
Other casualties include former local government minister Anaga Jiko, former development planning and cooperation minister Abi Shawa, and former foreign affairs minister Professor Eta Banda. Former finance minister Gudo Gondwe has now a portfolio of environmental ministry. The South Africa Press Agency says Gondwe, a former senior official of the IMF, will be tasked with trying to resume international aid flows to Malawi. Nearly $100 million United States dollars in aid was suspended 8 days ago due to concerns about government overspending. The Malawi Democrat newspaper says government leader in parliament, Dr. George Chabonda, who was serving as justice minister, has been posted to a post he once handled, the Ministry of Education. Justice Constitutional Affairs Ministry has been given to Ephraim Chiume. Also returning to the cabinet is Information Minister Patricia Akweni Galiati, who becomes government spokesperson, and Henry Musa as Minister of Public Works. Yunus Musa has been appointed Minister of Lands, Aaron Sangara as Minister of Internal Security, Daniel Liwimbe as a Minister of Tourism, and Dr. Jean Kalilani as Health Minister. John Bande is Minister of Trade. Political scientist Noel Mbowela said one of the biggest surprises in the new cabinet is the removal of the country's first president, Joyce Banda. She has been a critic of the administration and was expelled from the ruling party.
This is a very big anomaly because the vice president was elected through the vote, and if anything, she's supposed to appear just like the president in all the cabinet appointments.
The president's younger brother and the Democratic Progressive Party presidential candidate for 2014, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, has been moved from the Minister of Education, Science and Technology to the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mutharika's wife, Calista, remains in the cabinet despite criticisms from opposition politicians and civil rights groups who had been demanded that the First Lady should be confined to charity programs. The South African Press Association says the Secretary of the Presidency and Cabinet, Brighton Saka, said the appointments were based on individual merit, religion, and gender balance. The new members of the Cabinet will be sworn in at the new State House in the capital, Lilongwe, on Thursday. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.